Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Halfway through the return, but it's also the restart. Following my staycation, I am now broadcasting from the second super secret after hours home base. Well, I don't think I ever want to move again, but you know, I say that every single time I move because it's such an intense process, not just the packing the boxes, the moving the furniture, cleaning the new place, cleaning the old place, worrying about two properties and being responsible for two properties at the same time. That was the piece that I'd never really done before for 6 weeks. And I appreciated the extra time to move because with everything happening around the coronavirus and the way that New Jersey has been shut down, largely like the rest of the country over the course of the spring, it was really difficult to find help. My family decided to come up after I got into the new place so that they could help me settle in, and I'm eternally grateful for that. But it meant that 80% of the move, the packing, the moving of the boxes, everything but the heaviest of furniture, that was done solo while I was working. And then to have to take care of two yards and to be worrying about appointments at two places and communicating with a property manager and a property owner, and then to be trying to close on this house. And once I did, the paperwork that comes with it and the bills, you guys know. And so I am relieved as of, 10 hours ago, to no longer have the keys to the rental property. I turned them in a couple days early. They've guaranteed my security deposit back in the next month. I'm so, so thankful that chapter is closed. The house that I lived in, the house that I broadcast from the last 3+ months, I lived in that home for 5 years, the longest I'd lived in any one single structure, not town, but one single structure since high school. I had not lived in one place for 5 years since high school. And it was a blessing to me when I found it. But now I'm done with the renting and I'm moving into home ownership, and it's scary as all get out, but it's also been amazing to start. Now that I've had some sleep, now that I'm no longer tired and cranky and grouchy, oh my gosh, I spent most of the, not last week when my family was here, although the weekend when they first arrived, I was pretty grouchy. But the 3 weeks before that, I was just tired and grouchy, and I hope it didn't come across on the air. But if it did, it's because I was having a hard time juggling all the responsibilities. But thankfully, it's just one house, two pets, and one radio show now in a super secret location that I've at least given you a peek of on our social media. So check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times still, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. This will not be the norm as I head through the next however many years that I own this house, but I did pay my mortgage early. My first mortgage payment. I know I'm a nerd. Friday was a big day. I not only set up my first mortgage payment after I got my paycheck, but my new vacuum arrived. I am a total nerd. It was my housewarming gift to myself because not only did we blow up the dishwasher, well, we had an explosion in the dishwasher last week, but my vacuum, my old vacuum, I'd been essentially holding it together with duct tape. It was on its last legs. I've had it for years. It was really heavy, and it was just difficult to maneuver. It finally blew up as well, and we could not get it back together. And I mean smoky and smelly, similar to the dishwasher. So, you know, we had all kind of adventures last week. It had actually got to that point before I moved, and then my brother changed the belt, and not even 5 seconds after he turned it on, the belt had snapped, and the vacuum was smoking again. So I went ahead and ordered a new one from Amazon rather than replace the part that was causing the damage. And it arrived on Friday, and it's lightweight, and it's easy to maneuver, and it's black with orange trim. Vroom, vroom. What do you think of that? I didn't even plan that. I swear I did not pick it because of its trim color. But that was my housewarming gift to myself. I know it's nerdy, but I actually took a photo of it on Snap and made it my Snap story. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What's your reaction to Cam Newton with the New England Patriots? Does this change your opinion of the Patriots? If you held an opinion that they weren't going to be as good, that they weren't going to be the de facto favorites, I should say, de facto champs, de facto favorites in the AFC East, or that they weren't going to be a top team in the AFC, does this change the way you feel about the Patriots? Or does this have no bearing on your opinion of New England's 2020 season? On Twitter, Willie says, classic risk versus reward story. Does Cam even want to play football anymore? Well, that question I can answer with an emphatic yes. All you have to do is look at his Instagram to see his quotes, to recognize this guy is, and even just to know his personality. What does Cam want more than anything in the world? To prove the haters wrong. That is Cam Newton. He is motivated by the people who doubt him and the people who have debated his demise over the last 2 years. This man is driven by the chance to prove people wrong. Always. We've heard that from Cam over the course of his career. He does listen to what people say about him. It does get under his skin. It does bother him, but he lets it motivate him. David on Twitter says it depends on who else the Patriots get with him. Well, they're trying to work on that receiving core, of course, because that was a big issue. They are a team that, as you know, can find these sneaky ways. And this is really Bill Belichick, finds these sneaky ways of plugging holes. It doesn't always work, though. Last year, every move, it seemed like, almost every move they made on the wide receiver front blew up in their faces. Speaking of that, Josh Gordon wants to be reinstated by the NFL. So this one is a low-risk move. It's one of those best-case scenarios for the Patriots. If nothing else, they get Cam Newton, a motivated Cam Newton, with the wisdom and experience that he can pass on to Jarrett Stidham. Best-case scenario, and that's the very baseline, best-case scenario, Cam comes in completely healthy, like a freight train again, and is able to really move that offense forward and to give it a different look and some different wrinkles that it hasn't had too often over the last several years. Let's see. Steve-O says, I predicted they're going to be a championship contender in the AFC with Cam Newton. I can't believe nobody picked him up. I think somebody was losing their mind when they didn't think of it. Oh, I think a lot of people considered it. A lot of teams were thinking about it, but a lot of teams also put off by the injuries and then thinking maybe Cam wouldn't take a contract that was incentive laden. And you know what? Maybe he wouldn't 2 months ago. Maybe he wasn't thinking about taking a contract like an Andy Dalton or a Jameis Winston. Maybe he was set on being a starter, but those jobs evaporated. Oh my gosh. You take 8 days off from talking and it becomes hard again. So the Cam Newton mindset may have changed as well. We don't know that. Let's see. Kevin says it's a one-year deal with a bunch of incentives, right? I have one question. Does it roll over to 2021 if the NFL suspends the season this year? No. No, it doesn't. I mean, these are whether or not the season gets played. It's similar to the Mookie Betts situation with the Dodgers. Whether or not the season gets played, these contracts are still they're still in place for a certain period of time. It's like the, we use another baseball example, the whole Alex Cora and AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow suspension. Oh yeah, that counts this year, even if there's no baseball season and they miss absolutely nothing. Another tweet, A-Law Radio, a healthy Cam Newton is a great athlete and a hell of a football player. Can he adapt to BB's system, meaning Bill Belichick? Will BB adapt the system to maximize Cam's physical strengths? Well, I think that's an obvious yes. That is what Bill Belichick does well. He sees the talents and the skill sets of the people he brings on board. Now, generally, he's looking for people that fits his system, but he will also change his strategies to adapt to the skills that are most prevalent. The guys that are playing the best, he finds ways to get them the ball, or he finds ways to make them more critical to what they're doing. I mean, he's got the ability to adjust from quarter to quarter, from half to half, from game to game, from week to week, from year to year. I mean, that's part of his brilliance as a coach. Let's see. Jeffrey says, the Cam Newton signing did not change my opinion of the Patriots. I felt it was a good move. I wanted to answer your question more accurately about if it changed my opinion. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. So on Twitter or on Facebook, many of you are weighing in on Facebook, and I want to make sure I share those as well. And some of you are asking me about my peanut butter burger experience. I will give you the full report coming up after our next commercial break. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's pivot a little bit here in the NFL. The Players Association. So this is the union now, not the league. The Players Association and their chief, Demoris Smith, is speaking out about workouts that are taking place around the country. Theoretically, these workouts are socially distanced, right? These workouts are done safely outdoors, where guys are not getting too close together, where they can practice but not formally, and where they're taking precautions. Except that's not actually what's happening. So that's theoretical. That's ideal. What's actually happening is that Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, maybe others, are getting guys together from their offenses, and they're throwing and they're snapping the ball and they're working out in local high school fields, local parks, even though the union advised them to stop. Demoris Smith, who is the executive director of the NFLPA, has issued this advisory and said, we're trying to get a full season out there on the field. You guys practicing together and taking unnecessary risks, that puts our season in jeopardy. And so Demoris Smith is saying again now publicly through USA Today Sports, knock it off. By you practicing, I understand the competitive fire and the need to get to know your receivers. In the case of Brady, a whole new system. But you're putting the entire NFL season in jeopardy should there be an outbreak of the virus further outbreak. There have been some positive cases. Even with the Buccaneers, we've had staff members test positive. And so we know there are people inside the NFL community that have the virus. You're making the risk even more imminent, and you're putting training camps kind of hanging in the balance and putting them at risk by not following protocols.
Those practices are not in the best interest of our player safety. They're not in the best interest of protecting our players heading into training camp. And I don't think they are in the best interest of us getting through an entire season.
That's Demoris Smith to USA Today. So there is a doctor, the union's medical director, who had issued the statement telling players to avoid working out with their teammates so that they could prevent any community spread. If there's someone who has the virus or contracts the virus, doesn't know, there's been no test, because there's no reason. Well, NFL players who are using facilities to rehab or to come back from injuries, to train after injuries, those people have to be tested. Coaches, they have to be tested to be inside the facilities. But players who have not reported to facilities yet, and the majority of them won't until training camp starts, some of them may not need all of these tests or be taking all of these tests. But even as some players and coaches report to facilities, roughly, now we don't know the exact numbers, 10 teams had positive virus tests for at least one player. That's according to sources, to ESPN, to other outlets. And so because of that, because there have been isolated cases, and because they're trying to contain and limit any spread so that training camp is not then in danger, they can start training camp on time, they've advised their players to hold off on workouts. Now, obviously, these are voluntary. They're usually organized by the quarterbacks who want to start to throw with their receivers. In the case of Brady, I get it. He's starting over. He's driven, obviously, because he's leaving New England and has a lot to prove, a lot on the line. Plus, we know players who are later in their career in touch with their own mortality. He knows the end is out there and wants to make the most of every opportunity. He wants to get to know his receivers. It's also kind of, I would say, not in their best interest to be posting videos on social media of their workouts and kind of throwing it back in the face of the NFLPA. If you're going to do it, maybe keep it a little more private. The Lakers, what did we ask? Trevor Lane of Lakers Nation podcast in our first hour. We asked him about the Lakers getting together and holding private workouts, which would be in opposition of what the NBA has stipulated for the suspension. But they can't really be confirmed. Yes, there are rumors, but the Lakers players aren't saying anything, and they can't be confirmed, in which case the NBA is having a hard time locking it down or disciplining if we get to that extreme. Well, here are Bucks players who are tweeting videos. I've seen some with the Cowboys. I mean, if you're going to put it out there on social media, well, then you expect that there's going to be pushback, not only from other teams, and you can imagine other teams are not thrilled that they're following the rules, but the Buccaneers and the Seahawks are not, potentially other teams as well. Why should we follow the rules and mitigate the risk if those people aren't going to? You know, it's interesting. I had this conversation with my brother about how do you balance reopening the country, jumpstarting the economy, and yet protecting those who are vulnerable from the virus. And it's not an exact science. And I'm of the opinion that you can't shut down the country again. That's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. I don't even care if you agree with it. It's fine to disagree with it. I believe that our economy needs to be reopened and that sports are a major part of that, not just for the athletes. I'm not talking about athletes' money. I'm talking about all the people whose jobs depend upon the sports industry. So my brother and I are having this conversation, and we're talking about masks. But not only masks and then not getting together in mass gatherings and keeping your distance. Some people choose to and some people don't. You can't mandate it 100% of the time. Can you make sure that people wear masks in your grocery stores and in your shopping centers? I went to Target a couple of times last week and mom and I wore our masks because in New Jersey, it's a law. You have to. A law. It's a mandate. You have to. But there are other places around the country where you don't, or where people don't do it. It's a free country. I love that about the United States of America. As we get set to celebrate Independence Day and our nation's birthday, I wouldn't live any other place in this world. If I have a choice, I will always be a resident of the United States, because I've been in other parts of this world, other countries like Cuba, where they're not free. And as much as I cherish the freedom, I recognize that freedom means we get to make our own decisions. Whether or not they're good decisions or bad decisions, or I agree with those decisions, Americans get to make their own decisions about things like this. Again, we're not talking about crimes. We're talking about choices. I don't always like the choices that my neighbors make or that my family makes or that my friends make. I don't always agree with them. But those choices are protected because we're Americans, and I wouldn't give that up for anything in the world. And so here we are talking about the masks and mitigating risk, my brother and I, and it kind of dawns on me that it's similar to what these NFL players are choosing to do. Now, it may be against the rules, or they may be skirting around the rules. If you're not going to say to them, it's a penalty, it's a draft pick, it's a whatever, whatever, if you're out practicing, well, there are going to be guys who take that risk and who say, you know what? I'm willing to take that risk because the football part of it, it's more important to me right now. And so you got other guys, other athletes around various sports, but in this case, the NFL, who are saying, well, wait a minute, we're not practicing because the union is recommending we don't, but look at those guys. What are they doing? And how often have some of us said that over the course of the spring? I'm wearing my mask. I'm staying away. I'm keeping my distance. I'm not traveling. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm following the guidelines that have been presented to me, but those people aren't. And the virus is not gone yet. I mean, that's kind of the point, right? We live in the United States of America, where people are free to make choices. And now in the smaller microcosm of the NFL, if the union isn't going, well, the union can't really make players do one thing or the other, but the league can. If the league is not going to shut it down and say, this is against the rules right now, well, then there are going to be players who decide, despite the public safety concerns, despite the risk to training camp, as it's been laid out by Damaris Smith, that they're going to risk it anyway. They're going to go for it anyway. So we'll see whether or not the league cracks down on it. We'd heard from the league earlier in the spring that Tom Brady, with these workouts with his receivers, were not violating the rules. Will that change now? As other teams do it, if other teams do it, does it become a greater concern? 855-212-4227. I know I went a little long there. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, your reaction to Cam Newton joining the Patriots on a one-year incentive-laden deal. Another big domino to drop in the NFL. We've been waiting for that. And then I got to tell you, the peanut butter burger, it's not really a story. Well, it is a story, but not really a story. It's more about the report. And I need to know if anybody else on the After Hours crew has done the peanut butter burger yet.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It has been a major theme over the course of the spring. More questions than answers. We have a bazillion. That's a number, you know. We have a bazillion questions. We don't have answers to all those questions. And yet again, Damaris Smith, NFLPA chief, executive director is his official title. He poses more of those questions and why it's important in the eyes of the union that right now they focus on the ultimate goal, which is getting teams to training camp. As many players as possible healthy and without the virus. And if they've had the virus, fine. Let's not spread the virus. The majority of professional athletes, I mean, at this point, there have been cases in every sport. But professional athletes, a lot of them are asymptomatic. I don't know if it has something to do with what great shape they're in. But the majority of them may not even know it. And yet they can still spread it. We know that the coronavirus is extremely contagious. And so the NFL and the union, they have the same goal here, is to get training camp started without delay. And then to have that as kind of their litmus test and their blueprint, maybe a couple of preseason games so that they're ready when the season starts. Because worst case scenario is the season gets delayed or canceled. They need training camps. They need the contacts, the practices, the testing protocols, the use of the facilities. They need all of that over the course of training camp to be able to prepare for the season when they add in travel and when you've got multiple teams on the same field, more people in one location. If all that's going to work, they need training camps to roll out on time so that they can figure out the process before they jump into the actual season. It's one thing to watch what the other leagues are doing. MLS returning now, NBA getting ready to return, their body of protocols, NASCAR, which continues to roll on. It's pretty impressive. Pocono, rain delayed. Denny Hamlin with a big win on Sunday, but NASCAR continues to move forward. Golf has wrapped up its three-week return, and yes, they've had a handful of cases or golfers affected by cases who've withdrawn, but they continue to move forward as well. We've seen the return of the NWSL. We know KBO is about, Korean baseball is about to allow fans in limited capacity. So you've got sports around the world that are moving forward. What can the NFL learn? Well, that's important, but it's also important that in a unique situation, American football, they've got their own issues, their own problems, their own challenges, their own hurdles. And so they need training camp to provide them with a bit of a soft place to land, if you will. Let's start practicing. Let's get teams and coaches and staff members into the facilities. Let's see how we can mitigate the risk, how we can navigate testing. Let's see what this new normal is like so that when we get to the season in mid-September, we're full speed ahead, baby. They need training camps. And that's what Damaris Smith is talking about. But that's what the NFL wants too, is that players are willing to, at this point, stay away, stay apart, stay distant, sacrifice off-season workouts, voluntary workouts for the good of the league. But, of course, not every player and not every team is willing to do that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. By the way, Damaris Smith with USA Today Sports. I want to make sure I give them the proper credit. Our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio is sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4CBS. Your reaction to Cam Newton with the New England Patriots, getting a lot of your tweets. A-Law Radio also on our Facebook page. So I'll get to some of those. And I know producer Chris is retweeting, and many of you then go back and you read the threads or you respond to other listeners on Facebook, which is cool. We like to have the After Hours community out in full force. If you haven't seen the photo of my new After Hours at Home setup, it's a little bit different. I think a little more pleasant looking out the window. Got the curtains, got a plant, got the dog sleeping. it's cool as well because my brand new AC is working like a charm. And so you can check that out on both social media. And I promise the full report on Peanut Butter Burger is coming up following the break.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The voice of Jay Glazer, of course, a great NFL insider who really does have a lot of sources, a lot of players that he works with in the NFL and is very connected, very well respected too. And he weighs in on the Patriots bringing Cam Newton into training camp for a low risk, league minimum, major incentive laden deal. And Jay did that as part of his contributions with Fox Sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, as well as on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So I just put the physical proof up on both Twitter and Facebook that I did, in fact, try peanut butter on my burger. Now, what you'll see in the photo that I just put up on Twitter as well as Facebook is my plate on Saturday evening. We were doing a family cookout. I grilled burgers for the second time this week. It was awesome. In fact, the burgers were so good last Sunday, so a week ago yesterday, that my mom wanted burgers on the grill again. I was going to make steaks. And she's like, hey, can we have burgers again? They were so good. So that's awesome. I got to cook out on my charcoal grill, my new patio, for my family twice. Last week, it was seven of us. So there were 3 pounds of burger as well as 2 packages of Italian sausage, and everything was gone. We also had salad and chips. And you'll see in the photo I just put up on social media, the hint of lime chips are in fact present. You can also see a plate of cheese slices and onion. They did not go with the peanut butter on the burger. In fact, those were for the other burgers, the real burgers. The peanut butter was done separately. I couldn't think of anything else I wanted to put on the burger along with the peanut butter, but you'll see it. My choice of peanut butter is Smucker's All Natural. I love it. In fact, trying other peanut butters now or eating other peanut butters now, they're far too sweet and they have way too much sugar. So I use Smucker's All Natural and I smeared it on the burger. You can see my plate. You can see my knife. You can also see my brother's hands as he is putting together a different burger. He refused to try the peanut butter. Nobody else in my family would do it, so it was just me. I thought I might be able to convince one or two of them to try it, but they wouldn't do it, so I was on my own. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As I say, the picture is now up on both Twitter and Facebook, so you know that I'm not just making up a tall tale and that I didn't actually try it. Before I tell you my opinion, give you my foodie review, I would like Dave to tell me whether or not he has answered the peanut butter burger challenge yet.
I have not tried it yet. I will, I promise. It just hasn't happened yet. And we're planning a barbecue for July 4th, so I will make sure that there's peanut butter and ground beef somewhere in the barbecue.
I don't know about producer Chris. Have you asked Chris? Because he was supposed to be trying the peanut butter burger as well. Do you know if he's done it yet?
I'm not sure, but I will reach out to him right now and ask him.
All right. Chris is working from home, so we're going to check with him over Google Chat and see whether or not he has tried the peanut butter burger yet. But we had multiple people. In fact, coming up on Monday night on the show, if we have Bob Uessler with us, we'll ask Bob because he told me he was going to try it last weekend, even before my vacation actually launched into full form. He was going to try it, and we were going to have to get the report from him. And then Andrew Bogish, who will join us next hour. I don't know whether or not he has tried peanut butter on the burger yet. So here is my assessment. And before I even tell you, I love peanut butter. I eat it on a lot of things, peanut butter jelly sandwiches. In fact, the week that I was moving into my new place, I had twice during the week peanut butter and jelly for dinner. So I love peanut butter and jelly. I put peanut butter on toast because I love it. I use peanut butter on a lot of different things, or I just eat it straight out of the jar because that's how much I love peanut butter. I'll put it on crackers. I'll put it on cookies sometimes. It's tremendous. Peanut butter in and of itself is an incredible creation and a wonderful invention. I'm thankful for it. I also love burgers. Now, very often I do turkey burgers, but my family prefers that we have ground beef, like actual beef burgers. And so twice last week we had burgers and they were juicy and they were delicious and they're perfect on the charcoal grill. In fact, I had one of the leftovers on Sunday afternoon for dinner and it was just as good. I had it with ketchup though and not peanut butter because putting the two together muted the taste of each of these favorites of mine. I love burgers. I love peanut butter. But putting them together, I expected this pop. So I took the first bite, and initially my face was, whoa. My mom looked at me and said, not good, huh? They were all looking at me to get my reaction. It was a weird combination at first, of course, as you can imagine. But as I chewed it, I kept waiting to feel this like incredible melding of the flavors. Oh, it didn't happen. In fact, what happened, in my opinion, and I know many of you love it, and that's great. I'll never eat it again. It wasn't awful, and I ate the entire piece. Like, I ate the whole burger with the peanut butter because I told you that I would. But what happened was the peanut butter wasn't as tasty. The burger wasn't as good and wasn't as flavorful and delicious. I didn't feel like the two flavors complemented one another. I felt like each of these flavors of two of my favorite foods were actually muted, and that you didn't get the full power of the peanut butter or the full delectable, delicious taste of the burger. Instead, you got a combination of the two that left each less than flavorful. So I didn't choke on it. I didn't die. I didn't throw out the rest of the burger. I ate the whole thing. And I kept expecting there to be this incredible combination. So when I ate the burger, the cheeseburger on a glazed donut, and I know that sounds far weirder than having peanut butter on a burger. I get it. It's odd, right? Until you try it. At some point, as you're chewing it, as you're eating this burger on the glazed donut, you get this, woo, this incredible pop of the flavors. You get the sweet of the burger. I'm sorry, the sweet of the donut and the salty of the burger. And together, as you chew them and you kind of eat them both together, you get this awesome combination where each of the foods brings out the flavor in the other. It didn't happen with the peanut butter. Now, I'm wondering if it's because I eat peanut butter that's all natural with not a lot of sugar. Maybe if I ate the peanut butter that's not all natural, that does have sugar added, it might have been different. It might have been more like the glazed donut experience, but it wasn't for me. So I ate it, and I chewed it, and I tried. I tried to get that pop and flavor. I was hoping for it, but it didn't happen. The peanut butter wasn't as good. The burger wasn't as good. Together, I didn't like the combination, though I will continue to eat peanut butter and I will continue to eat hamburgers. I hope that's a good enough assessment. I'm not really sure how else to say it, except that I tried. I tried, and I expected that they would kind of mesh together, meld together, blend together, that as I was chewing, I would get the zing of the two flavors that I love so much. But I really didn't. In fact, it was just like the peanut butter wasn't as good. The burger wasn't as good. And so I don't think moving forward that will be my topping of choice on burgers. I really love a good burger with a slab of cheese, an onion, like a couple big pieces of onion and a tomato on top. And that's what we had for the most part with the burgers. My family wouldn't try it. I was so disappointed. My brother said, "You set me up. I feel like I'm being manipulated," because I told him that I shared with you all my family was going to be in town. I was going to try to get them to do the peanut butter burger challenge too. My brother said, "If I don't do it, you're going to go back and tell your listeners that I refuse to try it, that I'm not as adventurous and creative as you are, that I wouldn't jump in. If I do it, though, then I feel like I've just been roped into it because you twisted my arm." Whatever. It wasn't that complicated, but Matt turns everything into a conspiracy. And so that that was the deal. I could not get my mom or my mom's husband or my brother to try it. And so it was just me. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great. I prefer peanut butter solo. I prefer burgers with other toppings. But thank you for the suggestion. So now I will wait for Dave and Chris to weigh in, and then Andrew and Bob as well. And we'll see if somebody has a different. I feel like the percentages are that one of the five of us, 20% of us, will say, "Oh, that was amazing," but I can't guarantee it. And so far, I believe I'm the only one who's tried it, or at the very least, the only one who's reported on it, because we haven't heard from Bob or Andrew yet, but I'll ask next hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to see the picture, it's up on our Facebook page. And I'm glad that many of you enjoy it. And you could certainly give me other suggestions and maybe I'll try them. But for now, I think peanut butter is best on other things, or just solo. It's so good. And burgers are better with cheese and ketchup and maybe some horseradish and some onion and a big old potato bun. I happen to like potato buns. So, but the picture's there, just so you know. Igor says on Facebook, "I did the peanut butter burger challenge. I liked it. I used Smart Balanced Chunky, the best low-cal, low-sugar. I had beef with a bun and chicken with no bun." Okay. I can't imagine peanut butter on my chicken. I don't think I'm going to try that ever.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.